President Bush had promised a veto of the Supplemental Military Appropriations Bill that the Democrat-controlled Congress had passed. He delivered on that promise, and Congress sustained the veto as the House failed to come up with the two-thirds majority needed for an override. Senator Bond says political points have been scored, and now the serious negotiations can get underway in earnest.
I think the Democrats have made their political points. This was an effort to pacify the extreme left wing of the Democratic Party.
Bond notes that while Congress has the constitutional authority to cut funding for the war, it cannot put in place the strategies for waging the war.
Well, the Congress has the power over the purse that they can provide funding or not provide funding. They are not the commander-in-chief. They're not the one who conducts the war. That is the power of the executive branch.
Bond says he doubts Congress would take the step of withdrawing funding for the war. He says the best thing Congress can do is to send the president a clean bill that both funds the troops and is free of deadlines. Steve Walsh, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.